joined.
Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are as also.
I'm doing okay.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
And nobody really arrived in both classes yesterday, so I don't know what I'm doing right or wrong, but I'll keep doing it.
Well, I thought yesterday was still part of the holiday.
No, it was still Rosh Chodesh. And we had two classes today that were part of Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood then.
Yeah, it happens. My communication skill, especially during when Mercury is in retrograde, does have a lot to be desired.
Oh, that's why I'm not understanding. So.
Yeah, it's very much connected to Mercury being in retrograde. Are you still there, Brandy?
I'm here. I was just being quiet.
That's fine. I just, sometimes the phone, you can be quiet and I still know you're on, and sometimes you can be quiet and the phone goes dead, so I have to ask.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes I'll be talking, just talking away, and then I'll notice there isn't anybody on the other end. And it was like, and why did I just explain that?
Has joined.
Good evening, but I didn't hear who you announced yourself as. So,
Malka.
It's nice to hear your voice again. Still.
Thank you.
With Pasuk 270 and section 20, and you'll notice that there are now two section 20s to choose from on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix when you open up the right-hand column of row 1 and scroll down to Vayera, which is the fourth verse, fourth link in Bereshit. And when that opens up, you now have under section 22 choices, one that starts at Pasuk 271, but we're in the last Pasuk of the first section, and I think we're actually going to be discussing this more than 1 week, more than 1 day. So let's proceed with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erchimu Hilu Hilu Erchimu Ata L'shem Yud He Bavafe V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadenu kunenei aleinu maaseh yadenu kunenehu. Meha kanaf kegirin us yafin, veromchin v'esha v'ktekus tarah, v'it ahed esha. Takifa denafka, Mishamayim beya, the Kadit Ahad, Esha ila'a, the Elain diltata, late man de Akil, the Eat Baruxa, the Dina. The translation. From here, the arrows, the swords, spears, and the fire of the tower go forth. and a strong fire comes out of the heavens, which is there on Pin, clinging to it, namely to the Nukvah. Thus, when the upper fire, namely the judgments of Zeronpin, clings to the lower fire, namely the 70 judgments of the Nukvah, no one can cancel the wrath and the judgment that belong to the judgments of the Nukvah. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Nothing can cancel the lower judgments, yet they can be sweetened by the blowing of the shofar and other actions like teshuvah. By bracha, verse 270 is pointing our attention on the words of judgment that we use with ourselves, with others, and to our Creator. This is what this verse is addressing from the blueprint of the Kabbalah. When using the Sephirot model, which depicts when depicting our physical world of our body. Question. Number one, the noun words arrows, swords, spears, and fire. What do they have in common? Second question. The Zeronpin in our lower level in the world of Asiya is addressed in this verse. This is referring to the physical body of the torso, where this region is located, including the six main sephirot that comprise the makeup of Zeronpin. What is the main organ in the torso that is both constructive and destructive? Question number three. The Torah sages have expounded upon the most destructive organ in man. What organ is this? Describe its location and the harm it can create, and tell the guarding fences that it requires. Question 4. In Mishlei, chapter 6, verses 17 to 19, King Solomon describes the six character traits that Hashem hates about his children, about mankind. What are these six behavioral traits? Which is the most loathsome to Hashem, and why? And I am providing the three verses from Mishlei, both the Hebrew and the English, but I'm only going to read the English right now. Verse 17, haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Verse 18, a heart that devises wicked thoughts, feet that are swift in running to evil. And verse 19, a false witness that breathes out lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Comments, thoughts, and my suggestion is to have a general discussion today and then look at the individual questions that Bracha asked and discuss them individually. But I don't mean to cut off your conversation or your question, so whatever you'd like to ask, go ahead. Questions, comments, thoughts. It's quiet.
Well, this is a lot to contemplate, and I'm not sure I understand it all.
Right. Understand anything in the Zohar, we're doing good.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand this even more.
I think Malka wanted to speak, or someone else, or you were having a double response.
question that you asked, which is the most dangerous organ or one that can cause great grief, I guess it's the mouth. It's one of my answers.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, you're answering or you're commenting on the question three. The most destructive organ in man is the mouth. Is that correct? Malka, is that correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I was trying to take your comment and give it perspective for people. So you were addressing the third question, and you're saying that the most destructive organ in man is the mouth.
Yeah,
is that correct?
I don't think it's called an organ. I think it's part of an organ, the mind, the thought, the conscious, unconscious.
Okay, I didn't understand you correctly. You're saying that the most destructive organ is the mind, and it uses the mouth and many other aspects of the body to create destruction. Is that,
yeah,
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Understand her that she needs to contemplate all of this. But we really don't have a lot of time in the way these classes are run. That's not to say that we have to do it this way. But there is a lot to contemplate. But is there anything you'd like to question or comment about? I think I lost Randy at this point. So, Malka,
I have no question. I'm not quite sure I understand it all, but I'm muted so that there wouldn't be any background noise.
I understand. But let's address that as a question, that you didn't understand it all. And so the questions themselves, we don't need to understand, but we do need to understand what the verse is saying. The verse is saying that there are tools that come forth from the upper worlds. And these tools are arrows and swords and spears and the fire of the Torah. And when a strong fire comes out of the heavens, which the heavens is a code word for Zeranpin, and they cling to the Zeranpin, but they actually cling to the Nukva. So we're talking about the Zeranpin of the Nukva, the heaven of the physical world. And judgments cling to the lower fire, which is the 70 judgments of the female, of the Nukva, of Malchut. And cancel the wrath or the judgment that belongs to the judgments of the Nukva. This verse is saying that no one can cancel the lower judgments, these 70 judgments of the Nukva. But we have tools that sweeten them. The blowing of the shofar, teshuvah, doing good deeds, praying, all of these actions associated with the mitzvot will sweeten those 70 judgments. Now, what does it mean to sweeten? It doesn't mean to cancel. It means to inject either loving kindness or mercy into the judgment. So, how do you sweeten a judgment? Let's say that you've been given 40 lashes, which is a judgment and a punishment that comes from the Torah. Actually, you will never be given 40 lashes, you're only given 39. So you have 39 lashes that you have to experience. Well, what in our world, in our lifetimes, is a lash? A lash is a shock to your back. If you've ever seen the movies and somebody is using a lash to enact punishment on someone, a slave effectively, but even just another person, that lash is a sharp pain. That lash is a wake-up call. Standing, that's the judgment, 39 lashes, 39 wake-up calls. So you can have a sharp pain on a Monday, and then it'll fade away, and then it'll come back in a month. That's two lashes. How do we sweeten those lashes? Well, on Rosh Hashanah, they get sweetened by blowing the shofar. On other days, they get sweetened, in my opinion, from what I've read and understood, or lacked of understanding. The way it gets sweetened on other days is through prayer. When you pray for someone else, you are injecting chesed or mercy into those 39 lashes. So instead of being a powerful wake-up call, a severe pain, a little irritation. Now I will explain to you why I think that's true, is because I had a dream one time in which I was driving and I ran over a woman. I don't remember what she looked like. I didn't recognize her, but I clearly was striking the woman. And I went to my teacher in the Kabbalah Center and I told him the dream, and he did not explain it. He did not reveal what it meant, but he said I should go and have the dream annulled, which is something you can do. So I went and stood in front of three members of the Kabbalah Center, and I did the ritual of the annulling of vows and the annulling of dreams. And then about 6 months later, I stuck a pen into my finger. And it was a very sharp pain, much more severe than it should have felt. I've had pencils and pens stuck into my fingers before. Not often, but once in a while. And so I know what that pain feels like. And that pain, this time, was more severe. And I also had a thought at that exact moment that this is what was left of the effect of that dream. So to me, I understood that the decree was not annulled, but it was sweetened. Now, does that explanation help you to understand more of this pasuk?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think we will revisit this same pasuk tomorrow, where we can ask those questions that Bracha is asking, because it's the questions that draws out the information.
Okay.
We are out of time, so I hope you all have a beautiful evening and will join us for the later class, where we will have an essay from the Ari. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom.